I just have to say I'm so proud of this team with their performance today. A really tough, competitive semifinal game. And just, again, gritty. It's like a word that keeps coming to me, resilient, gritty, in the way they fought and made it. We had needed to make a few adjustments. They were able to make those adjustments, and we competed. We competed for 60 minutes. Bucknell gave us everything that we could handle today. A really competitive match, and really proud that we came away with the victory.
Always tough to defeat a league opponent twice in the same year. This was twice in 5 days. What did the team do during that span here to close out the regular season and in today's semifinal to really get the job done in a one-goal game?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the stats from our game last Sunday, I think you can see that we struggled a lot, and we really did struggle a lot. I think we had a really good practice on Tuesday to get ready for this Thursday, gave them Monday off. We turned the tide table with the stats in this game, and just really pleased with that. It would have been great to get a few more goals on our PCs, but a huge part of our victory today was really limiting Bucknell's PC opportunities and number 12 not really being able to utilize her drag flick. You know, it's lethal. So that was key today for us, really handling them defensively in our defensive third and really holding them to only one PC. Absolutely enormous.
Our South American freshman teamed up to draw the decisive corner pass by Marto. A little out of Amalia's reach, but she dove for it, put it on goal, drew a corner, and then Martu ends up getting the tip in.
Yeah, both are really talented players, and they compete. They play with that South American flair, that South American passion, and really happy for both of them. You know, freshmen in a big game, you're not really sure what's going to happen. So for both of them to make a big play and really help us get that game winner is huge.
Team is now 8-0 in Patriot League semifinals. Always when given the opportunity, you've been able to get to that title game, and you're there once again, facing a Lehigh squad that feels like it was forever ago, that game, 4-1 win. Obviously, it's going to be a bit different a month and a half later, but what are you expecting on Saturday?
Yeah, Lehigh, you got to congratulate them. A great victory against American. That was really, you know, that game could have gone either way, and to go down the shootout at the end and a sudden victory shootout as well. We know they have an outstanding goalie, had 16 saves against us in regular season. They're a much improved team. I think they made a few adjustments, moving some people around after our game. So I think they're a much more attacking team. I think they've scored a bundle of goals since that game. I think that game was in September. So yeah, you know, we got a really, you know, we have a great opponent to play on Saturday, and just really excited to have the opportunity. I didn't know we've made the championship game every time we've been in a semifinal, so that's kind of fun to know, and we're just excited to have this opportunity to compete for a Patriot League championship.
And just one thing, last thing on the senior class, we noted before, they missed out on two tournaments, had the COVID year where several of them couldn't even play in the game.
Right.
And now they're here, they have their chance. What's been the key with them in pushing this team to where it is now?
You know, I can't respect them anymore, congratulate them anymore, you know, with not having a home field and the way they responded to that, and now not being able to compete for the Patriot League championship on a home field in Boston. Again, have to congratulate them. They're resilient, they're focused, and they've been outstanding how they have led this team, just in a positive forward thinking. It is what it is, and it doesn't matter where we play. We're together, we love each other, and let's go compete.
We're here with freshman Martu Colo, scored the game-winning goal and a 1-0 win over Bucknell in the Patriot League semifinals. On the winning play, how did it come about, and what did you see to make it all happen?
We had a bunch of corners in the whole game, and I just tipped it when we had our corner. And thanks to my team and for Peyton for, like, flicking it. So, yeah.
This was your first postseason game where, you know, everything's on the line. You got to win to stay alive. What was it like out there, the nerves and trying to hold that late lead?
Oh, yeah, I was so nervous the whole game. So when I scored, it was like a relief for me. But, yeah, we had like 10 minutes left to the game, so we had to keep playing and keep the pace and stay, like, keep winning.
Team had the regular season title, and now Saturday they'll play for the tournament title. How excited is the team, and what does the team need to do to be in the right mindset for the title game?
We need to rest today and tomorrow too. We need to take care of our bodies And we just need to like keep playing. We won every game in the Patriot League almost, so we are relieved with that, and we got this.